2026 City of Rome Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. It's approximately 6:30 p.m. I'm going to call the order of the members. Michelle Reed.
Present.
Jim DeCastro.
Here.
John Magellino.
Here.
And I'm John Cervello. I am here. Mr. Domenico from Codes and Angie Toomey from the Corporation Counsel's Office. For those of you that were considering this evening, just know that there's typically five members of the board. We are short one member tonight. You still need three votes to pass, even though there's only four of us. And just let us know if you wish to table the resolution or table the item so we can consider it next month with five people. If not, we will proceed the way we are. We're good. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Item number one, 26-006. Michelle Corigliano, owner of 8221 Westernville Road, is seeking to divide the existing 4.28-acre parcel into two lots in order to separate the house from the bar into separate tax parcels. This will result in the creation of a new interior lot line wherein the side yard setback between the existing bar and the new interior lot will be 5 feet. Additionally, the two new lots will be less than the required 5 acre minimum as required per Rome Zoning Code Table 80-10.2. This requires an area variance because under Code AA Rome Zoning Code Section 80-10 Airport District, an approach table indicates the previously mentioned interior lot line and 5 acre minimum lot sizes. Is there anybody here to represent this project?
Me.
All right, please state your name, your address, and your relationship to the project.
Michelle Corigliano, 8221 Rome Westernville Road in Rome, and I am the owner of the property.
Ms. Corigliano, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes. Okay, so you submitted an application, and within that application, you are asking for an area variance, and area variances have five standards that we have to consider. I'm going to read those into the record, and then when you tell us about the project, please try to address each one, which you already did in your application anyway. Okay. Number one, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. Number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than an area variance. Number three, whether the requested area variance is substantial. Number four, whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And number five, whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, which consideration shall be relevant to the decision of the Board of Appeals, but shall not necessarily preclude the granting of the area variance. You don't have to go through one by one on those. Tell us about your project. And then if we have a question, we can ask you. Okay.
Basically, I just would like to separate my home from my bar property and make two smaller lots. The area variance for the bar property would only be 5 feet because if I went the 30 feet, it'd take out my driveway.
Okay.
And that's, I'm not building anything. I'm not going anywhere. It's just separating the two properties or okay. The one property into two.
All right. Thank you. At this point, we just open it up for public to say anything. Anybody wishing to speak regarding this item number 26-007, or I'm sorry, 26-006. Nobody wishing to speak. Public portion is closed. We do have communication from the Oneida County Department of Planning. Applicant Michelle Corigliano, 8221 Westernville Road, area variance for side yard setback and lot size. The box for no recommendation as a final action has been checked, dated 5/29/2026. James J. Genovese II, Commissioner of Planning. Board members, does anybody have any questions for Ms. Corigliano? Okay, you guys ready for the question? Regarding the area variance, this will include both the adjustment to an interior lot line to 5 feet, and also the variance to be allowed to have under, it's already non-conforming use, but just to also allow the under 5 acre lot size for the two new properties. Okay, Mr. Megalino.
Yeah, I think the applicant has met all the criteria on this application, and there won't be an undesirable change. I don't believe this is a substantial request either, so I'm in favor.
Thank you. Mr. DeCastro. I'm in favor. Thank you, Ms. Reed.
I'm in favor. I don't think it's going to make things worse over there. And then there's not a lot of 5-acre lots over there already, so I think I approve. Thank you.
And I agree with the rest of my board members. I believe that the neighborhood, it doesn't show it much difference than any other properties in the neighborhood, and it won't impact it substantially. It is not undesirable. So you have a successful application to the ZBA and 4-0, and you're all set. And I don't think there's no building or anything, so I don't know what she does.
No, you
forward.
Can go ahead and work with your surveyor, and then they can finalize the meets and bounds and then file everything with the county, and then it'll come over to the assessor's office. They'll assign two tax ID numbers for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Great. All right. Awesome. One down. Okay. We have a bunch of new people here. So just so you all know, before y'all got here, I did state that we only have 4 members of the board tonight. So that means that you still need 3 votes to pass. It's just we don't have that 5th member this evening. So if you're okay with that, that's fine. If you would like it to be tabled, then you just need to let us know, and then we can table your resolution. But if you think that the 4 of us can handle it, then we're good to go. Okay. All right. Next item, 26-007, Malik Sherry, owner of 324 Henry Street, is seeking to convert the building into a mixed-use building to include a convenience store with a 50-square-foot building, 50-square-foot mounted business ID sign. This requires a use variance because in the R2 zone, zoning code section 80-12.2, the use matrix table 80-12.1 says retail goods establishment is not allowed in an R2 zone district. I think you guys know the routine. You guys are representing this project and you're going to be speaking, please state your name, your address, your relation to the project, and I'll swear you in.
Good evening, Matthew Verghese. I reside at 311 North Washington Street in Rome, and I'm an advisor to the project.
All right, Mr. Verghese, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, great. Will you guys be speaking as well, do you think?
Hi, sir. My name is Malik Sherriar. Mm-hmm. I live in 703 Lincoln Avenue, Rome, New York.
Okay. Mr. Sherry, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
yes,
the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Najam Adnan, and I live 404 West Locust Street, Rome, New York.
Okay, how do you spell your last name?
Adnan.
Adnan. Okay. Mr. Adnan, do you, sir, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. Okay, hold on one sec before you get started, Mr. Voorhees. Just like I did with the previous applicant, except you guys are looking for a use variance versus an area variance. You have to hit all 4 of these standards that I'm going to read into the record right now, okay? And you guys saw them in the application, so you guys should be ready to at least address them. Number 1, the appellant cannot realize a reasonable return provided that lack of return is substantial as demonstrated by competent financial evidence. Number 2, the alleged hardship relating to the property in question is unique and does not apply to a substantial portion of the district or neighborhood. Number 3, the requested use variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And number 4, the alleged hardship has not been self-created. Okay, based on that, Mr. Voorhees, would you like to speak first?
Yes, please.
All right, go right ahead.
I'm going to give everyone kind of a synopsis. Some of it's redundant to what you already have, but just to get, as I'm speaking, it'll give you a point of reference to refer to. Should I give them all to you?
I can pass them down if you'd like.
Okay. Yep. I should have one for everybody.
I think I'm good. Yeah, we have that one less person, so I think okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Unless Mr.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of highlight some of the things that the specific space would entail, and then we'll address each of the, hopefully, the four tenants that you just covered. It will be a convenience store slash mini market. Hours are as presently set as 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Some of the items that will be for sale are listed, as long with a actual deli counter for both breakfast and lunch service. On the second page, we kind of gave a brief layout of the interior of the space. And where items would be located and of importance for the customers. Page three is a review of the parking plan and where handicap accessibility as far as parking as well as for additional vehicles on the site. Page four has, again, a more detailed layout of the interior along with handicap ingress and egress. Along with where shelving, bathrooms, ramps, etc. are located. And finally, the last page covers the exterior views in each direction of the building. Again, additional information to help you guys make an informed decision. I also have some photographs here. That I will share with each of you that shows the locations of the parking in the exterior of the building, along with some of the equipment that has already been set aside for use within the building to help us defer any future costs on the space. Some of them are repetitive, but mm-hmm. We wanted to be sure that we covered all the possibilities.
Anything else?
So to address the issues that we would have to meet, primarily the building was previously used as a dance studio at one point. To change it, back into some form of a store, although not specific to a studio. I don't think it's a huge leap of faith. And one thing we had covered previously with the board was it was listed as a possible use on the previous list of things available to the space, especially Mr. Sherry had just previously purchased the property. And in reviewing what was on the website, it seemed like it was a possible use. So
Whose website?
On the City of Rome's. So okay. We have photographs of it that we took. So.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
And secondly, the issues of, as a function of that, I don't believe it was self-created as a function of the fact that when we purchased the property, the assumption was that it would possibly be an allowed use.
That is kind of important.
Yes, very much so.
So if you do have, I'm interested in seeing what you have for that because
we'll get to that.
Okay.
And then the other portion that I wanted to address was changing the.
Excuse me.
Changing the nature of the neighborhood. In fact, I think it'll actually be act as a support member of the neighborhood because many of our local residents have requested this is something that would be very beneficial for them. Mm-hmm. As I'm sure most of the board members are aware, there is, because of Grand Union, I still call it Tops, because of their closing, there is no local place for people to get food and associated items, especially as we get into the afternoon and evening hours. I believe there's a place called Something Mike's down the road. or it used to be called that. It's a grocery store, but they close at 7 p.m. And sometimes even earlier. And this is something, especially for people in that area who don't have vehicles and don't have the ability to just drive down to Walmart, it would certainly be extremely beneficial to them. So unless Malik and Eddie have anything to add, we're open to questions.
Okay, why don't we do this? What we'll do at this point, we usually open it up to the public.
Okay.
And then we'll see if anybody wrote in and provided any feedback, either from governments or that couldn't make the meeting this evening, and then we'll talk. Then the board will ask questions.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if anybody's wishing to speak, but please, if anybody's wishing to speak regarding this, we cannot engage. So we just want to hear you out. And then we will write you any questions that you have down. And then when we engage with the applicants, we'll ask those questions. Okay. So we'll go from there.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody wishing to speak regarding this? And if you are, please go up to the back microphone and state your name and address. Why don't you sit in the first row?
My name is Barb Riley, and I live at 329 Henry Street, right across the street from the dance studio. And we do not feel that there's any need, since we have Aldi's only a couple hundred yards away that we can walk to, and there's Walgreens at the other end. I mean, and they open until 8 o'clock at night, and I see no reason to have that over there and having cars and music and all that right across from my bedroom window every night. It's like we just don't feel it's necessary at all.
Thank you, Ms. Riley.
Hi, I'm Lori Malik. I live at 309 Henry Street. At this point, there's a lot of small children on our road, and that I can see a big increase if, say, they're having a market. And I don't feel it's really necessary to have a mini market there. They're calling it a mixed use or whatever. They're going to do a mini market or a convenience store. But there was also mention about an apartment in the back. So I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the building. The building is not in good shape. Not at all. The
tornado.
Yeah, it's from it hasn't been repaired from the tornado. So there probably is like black mold, I'm pretty sure. And when you look in the front of the building, it looks okay. But when you go to the side of the building, it's destroyed. The windows, there's it's boarded up, everything, because the tornado pulled everything off. So there's like no siding, nothing. It's just you know, right. It needs fixing. It needs repairs, definitely.
And if this is a hearing, why do they already have parking labeled out there? They already have it marked for parking already. It's like, wait a minute. How is that right? You haven't even got it approved yet.
Okay.
So we're not too happy with the whole situation.
I don't know if any of you have seen, the condition of the building on the side. And the grass itself is, it's like knee high. So, I mean, I don't know if they just purchased it or if they've been there or I don't know the whole situation, but it's not something that I think is going to benefit our neighborhood. It's a residential area. I don't know. That's just our feelings. And we thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Malik. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay, public portion is closed. Knight County Department of Planning, Malik Sherry, 32426 Henry Street, use variance to convert the building into a mixed-use building to include a convenience store. The box check for no recommendation is the final action, dated 5/15/2026. James Genovese, II, Commissioner of Planning. Anything else? Okay. Board members, do we have any questions?
A few.
Mr. DeCastro.
So a lot more than what we had last time. Your little deli, which you're going to have here, going to consist of sandwiches. Will they be made premise, made to order? How will that come about? And you'll have to get your certificates from the health department. Beverages. I don't see any. Is this coffee, tea, soda, and bottled water? Is there going to be any additional beverages in that? Beer, wine, cigarettes, anything other than what you have listed here? You won't be going for a liquor license?
Please come up.
For the beer license, you know, we go after that once we first we want to get the food license and all other licensing.
Okay.
Then we see how the sale goes, you know, then we do the process for the beer license take time, six months to 1 year.
Okay. And back to the, to your deli and stuff, like if I come in, will they be pre-made or will you be made to order?
We will cut the slices for people if the people need it, you know, and then we will make the cold sandwiches.
Oh, so you have a full-blown deli and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yes, coffee, donuts in the morning time.
Okay. Anything like in a breakfast sandwiches too, or just what you're stating here?
Breakfast sandwiches, sir, like I'm, like, you know, I'm already in the line, I'm working. So actually, like, give me the some stuff, like I already speak to them, because here is city water. So they give me the proper machine, like, you know, for sandwiches, coffee, different types of coffee and all material. They're coming to fix it for me. And then some sandwiches, bagels, like a lot of stuff, like they give us, like, you know, cold coming, you just put it in the fridge cooler and then just buy and grab
the pre-made.
Yeah, that's okay. Package. Okay. And 9 to 9?
9 to 9, yes.
7 days?
Yes.
Okay. No, and I understand that when you bought it, you were under the pretense that it was going to be zoned for that. Yeah, we get this a lot, and it's hard to tell people to do diligence, but
yeah,
that's actually something that I would like to see, because if it's a real estate listing that said that could be a possible use, that's not on us.
No.
But if it is a city website that says the R2 zone can do a convenience store, then that's on us, right?
Right.
And then I can understand, you know, that's not a self-created hardship. So that's why I want to see what they saw, you know?
Yeah.
Right? That sound right? Okay.
That would be it for me.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. So do you have anything that shows that, because that goes to self-created. So do you have anything that shows that the city said that that's an allowed use?
Can you give us a few minutes to review? Because I think I have a photograph from the last meeting that'll show that. I wanted to see if, I'm sure it's on my phone someplace, and I can see if I can identify it for you.
I'll give you a couple minutes.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to just.
Nice.
Sure.
What kind of security lighting and are you going to have around this building? Lighting?
So, we'll have the cameras outside, plus we will have the solar lights, and plus the lights will be turned on by itself around as soon as it's going to start getting dark.
It'll be a dusk to dawn.
The morning time, it's going to be turned on.
I'm sorry?
It'll be a dusk to dawn light set on a
street light or like a big.
There'll be gooseneck lights off the top of the building.
Shooting
down and onto the facade of the building, not outward.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We're going to just do a temporary pause in the meeting for 3 minutes. Is that going to be enough for you? All right. Temporary pause.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Did you find it from the beer?
Yeah, you said Donald Holt. Yeah, that's what I asked.
Okay, we're back in session.
We can't access the link at this point to access the New York State website. So I'm trying to open, it's not open.
Oh, that's your, okay, that's the digital navigator one there where you can get the property
information,
like zoning and lot sizes and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes.
Correct. I don't know if that's going to show. I don't know if that'll show you what you need. But
we did provide everything before when we had the last meeting here. Yeah, we did provide that even the cross comparison between if the building we convert in as a residential, it will take a huge expense, and I don't think we can make up. And like,
but the difference is who told you it was an allowed use versus, I mean,
if we came over here in the code office too, they said orally, okay, you know, that building is a commercial building. Yes, you can convert as a neighborhood store, but we don't have any kind of written information. Then we applied, then we emailed.
I totally, yeah.
I'd like to just kind of interject. You would have been talking to me. From what I recall, the first conversation, I think, Malik, that we had, you came in to move forward with the application, and that's when I informed you that it was in a residential district and it would require a use variance in order to establish a store. Prior use was a dance studio.
Yes.
The dance studio lost pre-existing non-conforming rights as a dance studio because it was vacant for more than 12 months. So you lose that pre-existing non-conforming right. I remember, was it Minor Realty that you bought the building from?
Yes.
I remember the conversation with you that you were advised by Minor Realty that it was a commercial building and you'll be able to do anything commercial there. Yeah, not fully understanding the distinctions that not all commercial uses are the same. They're all evaluated differently as far as allowable uses in zone districts. And I believe that was a conversation that I had. The information with regards to you moving ahead with the purchase was predicated on information that you received from a realtor, not from the city, not from me, not from our city website that would somehow list this building as though, you know, this use would be not subject to the proceedings that we're here for tonight. So was that your recollection as well of our meeting that we had?
Yes, I think. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
But I think when the site coming, I know that. But first time you told me like everything. But what maybe you remember, like on the phone, I show you in the site. They show on the Rome, New York site. So like they are availability for the store and something else like
some as a commercial stores.
That's why I go to when then you explain me, because this is first time they explain me, okay, no, so you go to variant change and zoning board meeting, you need permission. I'm saying, but I think you remember like I show in the phone, like they show in the in like what I try to open it, they show over there. So then you told me no, you need to go because it's 1 year complete for dancing school. Finish?
Correct. Yeah. Right. So the dancing studio would be considered a business. Yes. And this use is under the zoning code is considered retail sales. So there's a variation in that commercial that even if it was a dance studio that was active, that didn't lose pre-existing non-conforming rights, the change of use from a business to this retail sales would also require a use variance as well, even under that scenario. Okay. But I recall the information that you got to move forward with the purchase was predicated on the way that the property was listed by the realtor.
You know, suppose the building stay like that, it's going to be abandoned building. And just like the lady said, it's a broken glass. Don't look good outside. You know, it's look like if you guys give us the permission to move on, we will change all windows. We're going to make outside, inside really nice. And we will take care of the noise. It was a dance studio. I think it won't be the more traffic as compared to before they had it there. And same look like that because it will be a neighborhood store. Not the outside people is going to come. Only the neighborhood will get the access and get the benefits of that store. So also, we will hire two people around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We will create two jobs. And other than that, you know, if we can go for the residential point because it's a huge expense would be there if we build up the two apartments or one apartment. And I think rental point of view is not a good rent there, then we can cover up the operating expenses there if we took the mortgage or anything else. But if we are in a store, it's already a store, we have to just redevelop outside, look nice, more new siding, new roof, good windows, nice door, lighting.
And those are the kind of things that we definitely have to consider. But we also, so we also need to look at the standards as well, right? And so let me ask you another question. In your application, let me just get this clarified. In the application, you did, it's a different setup in the on this one. I think it where it said soda coolers, you had beer. And now, wait a minute. I know, but like, okay, beer. All right. So it actually still says beer there. So in your application, it's still, so there's a big difference whether you're selling alcohol and you're not selling alcohol. So for zoning purposes, right? And for us to approve you and you say that you're not selling alcohol, then we don't have a recourse if you go and get your liquor license and do it later. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the reason it's listed that way is because we do not have a authority at this point. We will certainly be requesting that if given the permission to do so. But since we didn't have it from the liquor authority, we felt it would be presumptive for us to assume that that would be something that may or may not happen depending on what the liquor authority states.
Is alcohol a make or break for you guys?
I don't believe it's a make or break. It would certainly be advantageous.
It won't be a liquor. It would be just a beer.
Yeah, I mean, you can't sell. It has like or whatever New York State laws is you can only sell a certain type of alcohol anyway. Yeah. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. So before we move forward, we have to address the state environmental quality review. So we'll address that. We'll vote on that. We're not voting on your project, but we'll vote on the seeker first.
All right. Motion for NEGDEC at seeker.
Do I have a second on that? All right. Mr. Magellino and Ms. Reed. Any discussion on the environmental review? No. All in favor of the environmental reviews, negative declaration, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Okay. That is passed. Okay. Regarding, let me get this number again. Item 26-007, use variance for 324 Henry Street, allowing a convenience store. Mr. Magellino.
Yeah, so sticking to the standards, there's four critical standards. The appellate cannot realize a reasonable return. In this case, I think apartments are an allowed use in that area, and that could be a potential reasonable return. An alleged hardship related to the property in question is unique. Like my colleague here said, we have seen this quite often, unfortunately. It's been common where people feel like they are miscommunicated on what the actual zoning is allowed in the area. The third standard is the requested use variance of grant will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Since this is a residential district, I feel like it will alter the essential character, and the alleged hardship has not been self-created. In this case, I feel like you were misled, and unfortunately, it has been self-created, so I'm going to have to vote no.
Thank you, Mr. Magellino. Mr. DeCastro.
I'm taking a little different direction. to put an apartment in there with the purchase of the property or two, you're going to be in the 150 to 200 range to get a substantial return. I don't see how that can happen down there in the proximity of the neighborhood. The alleged hardship to the property in question is unique. Yes, there was a business there. Yes, there have been other places around. Is it going to alter the neighborhood? I don't believe so. Every neighborhood used to have a little store. Kids come get candy.
get your ice cream, get your sandwich. It is nice to get a good homemade sandwich instead of going to Fast Track and them, which, you know, many people don't. So I don't think it's going to bother us too. Is the hardship self-created? We can go 50-50 on that. You took the word of a professional. If there was a lawyer in before the sign purchase offer, or even at the closing, they should have picked it up because they knew what you were going to do. And this is probably the 10th time we've had this. So I don't know what we can do. We can't control this. And it's very difficult for people buying. Some realtors are respectful and will guide you in the right direction. But even sometimes there is a simple mistake and it's not picked up. So for what you've presented here today, for me to see is no different than a little Bucky and Georgettes or what we used to grow up with. I have a store down the road. And for me to try to get into a supermarket, we had a little party and we need a little soda, beer, and chips. It's a godsend to have that around. And as far as people coming in and alter your neighborhood, I think some of your neighbors are going to use it more than what they disagree on. So with this said, I'm in favor of it.
Thanks, Jim. Michelle. Or Ms. Reed.
Hello. There's an issue with that neighborhood and the vagrants and homeless community. I believe this will bring them into the neighborhood. And I don't think it will have, I think it will have a negative impact on the neighborhood. And as for corner stores, Rizzo's is right down the road too. And you do have Aldi's that's right over there. So there are shopping available in that neighborhood. I don't think it would be good for the neighborhood. So I don't approve.
Thanks, Ms. Reed. Okay, guys, I think we feel your pain, right? But it's just does not hit the standards, right? It was self-created, even though you may have been misled. It will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. You're looking for a more intense use that is allowed and that was there before. And I know we're not, I mean, you did provide information about reasonable rate of return from our previous application. I thought those numbers were really high. I mean, I know we're not supposed to bring that into this application because we're not considering that right now. But I'm going to have to agree with the no votes on this. And it's just not, it just doesn't hit the standards that we have to consider. And it's not a either or, it's a, and you know, all four, they have to hit them exactly. And we may disagree on what, how it hits the standards and how it doesn't hit the standards, but I don't think it hits the standards on this one. So I'm going to vote no on this. So please take a look at other options that you might have. There might be other options out there. This doesn't look like a bad idea. It's just not, you know, it just doesn't fit with the criteria that we are able to consider. And do you have a question for me? Yes.
So that's the reason, like, you know, if you see the Henry Street is this side, right? So when you go to the inside the LD Roads run, right? So left-hand side, the stop sign, when you stop sign, left-hand side is empty. It's a ground, right?
Yep.
So that's why I'm going to be this side to my entrance, like is middle, like right, left, neighbors, like never, because I'm also living in Rome.
I completely understand, but it hit, I mean, three out of four, we saw that it that the standards that we hit, that you did not meet that standard. at least in my opinion. So I'm sure you have other options out there, something that's less like, because the big one probably was, you know, for me at least, it was impact to the neighborhood. And I know that you were going to try to minimize it as much as you could, but it's still going to be an impact. It's a residential neighborhood. There are other options in the neighborhood that are more on commercial streets that are more appropriate. So we apologize. Sorry. I know that, you know, hopefully that people overall, like if anybody's watching out there, please do their due diligence more so, because the self-created side was definitely something that you probably may have been misled. But if you're going to go with a use variance to do something that is more impactful to the neighborhood than less impactful than an allowed use, then that's something that that will definitely we take into a consideration as well. So thanks for your application, guys. And we're going to move on. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next item. We have 26-008, Castle Rock Plaza LLC, Jason Wong, owner of 402-406 South J Street, is seeking to expand the existing two-story office building into a three-story multifamily apartment building. The owner owns a separate adjacent parcel that will be utilized to satisfy the off-street parking requirement for 40 units. This requires a use variance because it's in an industrial zone, zoning code section 80-12.2. The use matrix table 80-12.1. Under use, dwelling multiple is listed as a prohibited use. Is there anybody here to represent this project? All right, you've witnessed enough. You know the routine. Please state your name, your address, and your relationship to the project.
Name is Jason Wong, and my address is 116 Clinton Place in Utica, and I'm the owner
okay.
of the property, Castle Rock.
Mr. Wong, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. You are also going for a use variance. Standards that we consider, I always read them into the record, even though we've already done this. Number one, the appellant cannot realize a reasonable rate of return or realize a reasonable return, provided that lack of return is substantial, as demonstrated by competent financial evidence. Number two, the alleged hardship relating to the property in question is unique and does not apply to a substantial portion of the district or neighborhood. Number three, the requested use variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And number four, the alleged hardship has not been self-created. Okay, trying to keep those standards in mind, can please tell us about your project?
Yeah, because I purchased the project, this property about 5 years ago, about mm-hmm. 5 years. And during the time, so, I talked to Mark and also other zoning officers about the options for this building, you know, for the usage. And based on the building has been vacant over, I believe it's 12 years. Before is a Rome Cable headquarter, and there is a substantial damage from the roof and from the utilities, appliance, and a lot of hardwares inside the building. So, and because I'm acupuncturist, because I'm doing my practitioners in others places as well. So I want to utilize as only as my clinic, but it's really the space is too big for me. So I'm trying to I talk to the realtors, the local realtors, the Parvias, John, and about anything I can leasing out, but what he suggests me is instead of, you know, leasing out for this office space, because it's a office, it's a office office building in industrial zone, so you have to spend a few million for only for renovations. For the market, for the office space market now is especially after pandemic is impossible to get any return for that purpose. Plus I have to keep invest for the maintain the building from the exterior and the interior and the roofing and other space, because I mean, if I'll talk tomorrow. I already did some painting, try to make nice, especially after tornado damaged the part of the front of the building. I don't want anything make the image so bad. So, and after I talked to the different realtors, so Paria, and also I talked to the realtor even from Syracuse, and they give me some suggestion is convert to apartment. And since the end of last year, I joined, there's a program from the state. Actually, the support and also the encourage a lot of either utilize the building, stress the building like my building, can convert to the apartment usage because we are a lack of apartment for the central New York area, the whole area. So I joined this program called Small Building Participations Loan Program. Actually, I contact HCR from the state, the Darren Scott. So he also gave me all the applications. I work with my architect, my engineer to fill the applications, because we are working on that. At the same time, so we wanna get all the variants to figure out, because we already have the space can parking meet the requirement of the parkings for 40 units. So we have 70 parkings by the drawings. So I believe the parking requirements is 64. So we meet the requirements. But because since the zoning is IG, it's not allow us to do the mixed use for the property. So we fill the application for these variants. We want to have the variance, can approve for our building to do the mixed use apartment, and the ground floor for this for the planned project will be a restaurant with bar inside, and also it has one space for myself as a clinic wellness and with some gym rehab. So because we are on the commercial, on the border of the residential and the commercial, so it won't be any detrimental to the neighborhood, and it will bring the make the benefit for our neighborhood. Because we won't change any traffic, because we have our own parkings, and we will bring the tenant to our the buildings. So we also, because the program we apply from the state, we have like 10% affordable for the 80 less than 80% median income, the tenant. So
you said 10%?
Yeah, 10%, yes.
Needs to be below the median, is that what you said?
Yeah, yes. Okay. It's like below the below the average at 80%.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of the project we will match with the state housing program. And
the housing will housing dictates your percentages,
yeah,
as to what you can have and what you can't. as far as
they have the application, they have the standard, so we mm-hmm. have that. We have to work with the application for the standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? At this point,
I mean our building is not self-created a hardship. It's because it's already been there for over a decade. So we really wanted to work with the city and the local community. We wanted to benefit the community. We wanted to make the areas more vitalized. So also we will bring more employment. For the building, especially for commercial site on the ground floor commercial site. Even myself, I like to hire a nurse or a certain staff,
mm-hmm.
and the restaurant also bring more employment.
Yeah, that's not one of the things that we consider as jobs. I mean, it's a nice extra thing, but it's not something that we take a look at. Okay. All right. Well, we'll probably have a bunch of questions for you, but we'll do the public portion and any other feedback that we have, and then I'm sure the board will have some questions for you. Anybody wishing to speak regarding this project, please go back to the back microphone and state your name and address.
My name is Enzo Cacciatore. I live at 436 South J Street in Rowan, New York. I've been there since 2017 and been driving by this building ever since then. And it's been in disrepair and disarray for a long time. Even after the tornado, yep, he did throw some paint on the building, styrofoam some windows up. There's still trees that are down. I know the city had a hard time catching up with him a few times to make things that getting cleaned up. I'm not quite so sure that the gentleman who owns the building actually lives in town. So it's another like an absentee landlord thing. Not quite so sure. Why there's five vehicles parked there all winter in the middle of this parking lot. It's still boarded up. There's still paint cans out there. The property has not been taken care of since I've been there since 2017. I've got some other neighbors that have been there a little bit longer. And I believe I didn't write a letter because I didn't get a letter. I didn't get a letter from the assessor's office. I don't know. I'm not quite so sure how far you guys, in the circumference area, I'm not really sure how far that goes. But I know my neighbor, Greg Ellinger, got one, and next door to him, another guy who works for the city, Donnie, he got one. I think Donnie wrote a letter. I'm not sure if anybody else wrote a letter. I didn't hear that on the last one either. Can we ask that question if a letter was written?
We didn't receive a letter.
Was it nothing by email or anything, a letter that Donnie Silvetti didn't send a letter? Or anything by email or anything?
There has not been one we received as far as...
Okay.
It goes through. Usually goes through the codes office, and if they said they haven't received one, then they haven't
gotcha.
Received one.
Okay. Oh, yep. Okay. And again, I'm just a neighbor then down the street, and I totally object to that. I understand the building that he bought the building years ago and had some ideas for it that fell through, and I understand that. But I think Mr. Domenico knows for sure, and Jimmy knows coming down my road that building has not been taken care of since the day I've been there, and I got a feeling that it won't be taken care of going forward. Thank you,
Mr. Cacciatore. Appreciate it. Anyone else?
My name is Drew Velarde. I live at 414 South J. I'm just here to say one of your guys' requirements is to not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I find a 40-unit apartment building with mixed use on the first floor on a street that does not even have 40 houses on it. Kind of a stretch. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Velarde. Anybody else?
My name is John Giacchetti, and I live at 412 South J Street, and I've been there since 1996. And there was when Rome Cable had it, it ran. Once they left, the place just fell apart. There's all kinds of stuff in the backfields yet, you know, and it's all. He's got storage there. He's got cars there. He got some trucks there. And I got to put up all the lights that he's got shining around because I live right next door to it. You know, he's got lights on the roof. He's got them on the, around the building, on the ground there. It's not in good shape. You know, not for building houses there. Apartments. That's about it.
Thank you, Mr. Giacchetti. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Public portion is closed. Nothing? No letters, no anything. We're still okay with it?
Nothing.
Okay. Board, any questions from the board? Mr. DeCastro.
What demographics are you looking to house in here? Do you have a specific you're going to try to target? A Section 8 elderly? What do you think you're going to want to target? High income apartments, nice? Or, you know, what do you tell us something about the apartments, what they're going to be?
Because my specialty is deal with the pain issues,
right?
So most of my, because I have my office in Utica and Syracuse and even also in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I've been in 20 years, so most of my clients are seniors and my apartment, I will open to all the potential tenant, but I like to introduce more to the seniors because we have the wellness and my clinic on the grounds on the commercial space, right. So I can give them more the treatment, whatever the treatment, or I can help more for based on the, you know, the locations is just downstairs. And also we have, since we joined the program from the state, so we open to affordable to the with the Section 8. Also we have some for the local employee. They have the, you know, that they are meet the requirements of that 10% of the lower than medium income household. Like we have the number, that standard. So we more open to seniors, most of seniors, and also we open to the 10%, that 10% for the from the employee and. We also accept a Section 8.
But it's hard to determine. Do you know, like, from your studios to your one bedroom into your two bedrooms, what the square footage is going to be? I can't read any of these numbers.
And then the studios, the square footage are around 550 to 650.
Okay.
And the one bedroom is 750 to 850.
Yeah.
And the two bedroom are about 850 to 950 or 1,000 square feet.
All right. Do you have any idea what you think your rents will be for a studio to a one bedroom to your two bedrooms?
We will talk. I will have a party the realtor. He will give us guidance for the rent for the local rent. But we won't compete with making the rent too high for at this point, especially at the beginning. And also I think I didn't mention the 40 unit is not only for the two and a half story, because we have half basement is, and then the two story is office space we converted, and then we are planning to add one more on the top of the building.
That third story is going to have to be done before the rental of the first two stories, right? So you'll have to do the third,
yeah,
and then progress doing them all then, because you can't.
Yeah, we finished the whole project. We want to run out.
And then in the basement floor plan, you're looking to do maybe which is a allowed use, which yeah, for the neighborhood is.
Which I think that needs to be at least stated. So the commercial uses that are being proposed on this project are already allowed.
Right.
We are not considering. Okay. So right. I just want to make sure the sports bar is an allowed use. You could put it in there right now without having to come to us. So, just making that clear that we're only considering the housing right now.
So your usage down below, this is, like you're going to have, a beauty and nail salon that'll, somebody's going to come in, then the public will come there. It's not basically just for your unit there. And then the sports bar.
Maybe it's not a sports bar. We just have a conceptual. So yeah, maybe right. Basically it's a restaurant.
Okay.
And cafe chairs and my
okay.
Clinic and wellness with some gym place to help the rehab.
Another thing I didn't see. Is there an existing elevator on this piece of property?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is there one?
One.
Just one. I didn't see any recreation space on it. And I know it'll go if it passes in front of a planning board, but did you have any idea of what you would do for recreation for your tenants?
We have attached a bay. Like almost three-story garage is a metal garage. We want to convert that from the exterior to make it a recreational space for the
outside.
No, it's inside.
Now
it's,
where's like a big garage. It's yeah, a, where the high ceilings go way up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
we have the that's the next step for our architects. We will design.
So where the that space. Where that shoots all the way up, will that also be turned into apartments above, or where the garage is with the high ceilings?
These high ceilings, we will make it the most like the common space.
Okay.
The common space for the tenant.
The outside is also I'm in question of recreation outside sitting different areas. I didn't see anything in here. Do you have anything in the future planned?
Basically, we wanted to have some, because we have, besides the parking space, I also have about 1.83 acre.
I saw that over to the left.
Yeah, it's over that. So we will make that areas like a landscape park.
Okay.
For our.
And this little diagram here of the self-storage. Is that for the tenants?
You'll
have like designated little spots they can rent for storage, or is it going to be your storage, or what will that be in there?
We will put that combined with the tenant. If they leasing the apartment, we will give as a complimentary one.
So you'd have like little rooms down there and with
they
box?
they can have their something there, furniture there, something they can put there.
Okay.
I don't know. One charge is everything included in the rent.
So it looks like you're going to have somewhere around 10 studios.
Yeah.
And approximately 27 one bedrooms.
Yeah.
And 3 2 bedrooms. And the 2 bedrooms will be on the new addition upstairs.
Yeah. 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 On the third floor. Yeah.
Okay. Will there be a on site facility manager living there, or will?
Yeah, we plan to have a super living there. We provide a studio or something.
Okay, and you'll have like a security system buzzed in, buzzed out, all that.
Yeah. And then we want to fence the back parkings.
Right.
So since like the gentleman mentioned, we have the 5 cars. Actually, it's my friend. He's doing the ice cream business. He moved out. He has winter time, no business. He put in my bike. Okay. Backyard, but I don't think we have any trash because I have I pay every week. We have the landscape team to do all the cleanings and the paintings, and even before the project, we have to maintain the building, the shape, everything. The whole building is a very good bone, actually. It's very solid. I have the structural engineer.
Yeah, it has a skeleton. Yeah. How long have you owned this property?
For less than 5 years, 4 years something. Yeah.
And what possessed you to start doing this now than when you first
opened? I want to submit the commercial. We already allow. We have the architect and the structural engineer draw all the AC, facilities and for the ground floor. And then once we get everything approved, we can get the money from the bank, and also we have the program. We can start convert the apartment for the first, and at the same time we add the support for the third floor structure, because we don't want to do anything during the winter time, so we can make the brand new roof. So mm-hmm. Right now the roof for the second floor, that's not the final, because we add one more floor, one more story, so we have everything brand new.
So do you have any preliminary in an engineering drawing, or this is basically through the architect?
This is the preliminary ones. Well, we have more details by our engineer, structural engineer, and we have a team to work on this, on this, all the drawings with every single room for the studios, for the apartment, the one bedroom, two bedroom apartment, and the brown commercials. We will have everything, because our team is very professional in the apartment building design. So they are from New York City. I bring them here to do all the work.
So will every apartment have its own meter, be self-sufficient with heat and electrical? It won't be one.
No.
They'll pay you rent for electric and everything. It'll
be
similar to what they did over here with everything individual.
Yes.
Gas and everything will be hooked up that way.
Yes. Because National Grid has a summer power station just behind my buildings. Mm-hmm. So we have the electrician team. His name is from me. It's Mike Ambrose. So he worked with several projects here in Rome. So he will take care of all the electric, the meters and the gas meters with individual, HVAC for the unit.
Okay. I think that's it for me.
Thanks, Mr. DeCastro. Michelle? Yes.
Hi. You said you have a few medical type offices. Would you be primarily working out of this one? And do you have other professionals that will be also there?
Yes. I'm already in this business almost 20 years. My family doing business 60 years. I'm a third generation. So we have staff, we have training, we have, the other staff working and travel around between the different locations, because most of our location within 1 hour. So we always make a by appointment. And like even tomorrow, I have 3 appointments, so I can between, but also we have other staff do it at the same time. So Rome definitely is one of our major location because of the space. Because the other location we have in Utica and in Syracuse is probably less than like 1,500 square feet. So this one probably we have a little bit like over 2,000, I do see 2,500 square feet.
Okay, so you already have a professional staff that's going to be running this place.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thanks. John?
I don't know if you answered this already with Jim's question, but is there any green space outside that you own? And are you're going to make that accessible for the apartment tenants? Okay.
And that'll be addressed in site plan. Is that the, another acre and a half or 1.8 acres?
Like this. So basically it's, so we have like the shape like, so this is the major, the major building.
Okay.
We have attachment for the garage, and then we have a small pathway all the way down to the back. So we own like this. Oh. So we probably will develop these areas.
Okay.
And also I talked to Chris Mercurio. So I did a lot of research with him. So when he's still in work for the Mohawk Valley Edge. So he gave me all the survey and also the soil investigation report. So shows the areas I can utilize, not how far we are towards the wetland, because we can use anywhere wetland, but my 1.883 acre is not a wetland. So we can use it as a landscape for a park, for potential recreation for the tenant or for the neighbor.
Thanks.
Are you reliant on the state money for this project? Like that state money that you're talking
about? That's a loan. It's a little bit cheaper than the bank, but we also have the bank, Tompkins Bank, on the waiting for the basically the paper, the documents. So we already submitted all the, the site plan. And my personal and my company need all the documents. But the most important thing is if you want, they need the approval for the apartment. Otherwise, they can. They are very interested for the this apartment project because for them, they did a lot of work with the state in Syracuse, in other locations. So we even besides the bank and then the state, we raised through some private as well. So it's called EB-5. So we work with the immigration attorney, so they can bring on two or three, I think. And then based on the employment, because when we do the construction, we hire the local contractors to do all the, like even our electricians, we hire the locals. And then the plumbing, we hire the local, I forget the name, it's down the street. There's it's very good a plumber. So I get it from my friend. He also is my client. He worked for the city sewer. He's just retired. It's called John Wayne. So he introduced the local plumber he worked with. So we want to bring more the jobs opportunities for the local city.
Can you just walk through again like a little bit and just a little bit? You purchased the property 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Your intention was to
utilize
it for commercial, like for your stuff, and then maybe office space at the time. What changed that?
Because the pandemic and also the market, the office leasing market, because I talked to, it's not only me, I talked to any other the realtors. So they always give me the best recommendations. But even during that time, I haven't completely changed you know, I see it convert to apartment, but since I see on the state, you know, the state has a program and also the state said in the future, especially Chobani came to the Rome, they bring the job opportunities. Also, we definitely wanted to make the, you know, the building, you know, more, you know, revitalized. Mm-hmm. And then bring more, you know, the business and the tenant, the good tenant for the.
Yeah. It was vacant when you bought it, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then how long after you bought it did the tornado come through?
The tornado is about in 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have cut all the trees. It's supposed the tree is okay, but when tornadoes tear down the tree, we have to clean everything on the site.
What have you done to realize a reasonable return on an allowed use? Have you, like, what efforts have you made to market the property for the allowed use of the property?
My personal, to be honest, at the beginning, everything is from my pocket. To
what I'm asking you, like, so there's uses that are allowed.
Okay.
Under
I tried the I talked to Mark a few times about the usage,
mm-hmm.
the zoning allow usage, because I check even before I think to using some space as my own lab or I using as you know my clinic and then second floor using my lab and also I want to see if I can you know leasing through the realtor to the other you know attorneys or doctors. I try the past 2 or 3 years I this building I put 100% I will see 200% effort for this building. And then I live in Utica. It's like 20 minutes from this building. Mm-hmm. And then for this building, I since buy this building, I buy my house 6 months before I buy my house. And then I buy this building. So I put all my effort. I'm not like, I don't know the gentleman see, I'm like absent. No, I came to the building, I came to the building, I see everything. I talk to the local, even my neighbor, the close to my neighbor is, I forget it was the address. It's just on the border. A gentleman is a very nice gentleman. I talk to him a lot about, you know, the building and then the community. So what I can do, they give me, to be honest, they give me a lot of suggestion to say, why not you convert to apartment? That's the best.
Okay. All right. Jim, you were going to ask another question, I think.
Yeah. So you without an engineer's drawings, you probably don't have an estimate of what this project's going to cost you, do you? Or do you have an idea? Mm-hmm. What do you have an idea what this project's going to cost?
We have because we counted by per square feet. It's around 160 to 180 per square feet. So for the whole. The building, on one floor, we have 9,750 square feet.
Right.
So three store plus apartment plus commercials will cost us around $8 million.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, $8 million.
It's about $200,000 apartment.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that number.
$8 million. Yes.
For 40 units plus the ground commercial.
Okay.
It's approximate, but
right.
That's maybe about less, right. Maybe
you're in the ballpark.
But yeah. $8 million.
Adding that third floor.
Yeah. With what's there.
The third floor is a brand new, completely brand new. And then the first second could be a little less because we converted.
Right. Yeah. So I'm assuming that you've done your profit ratio and all that based on what you have, that you, with those numbers, that you'd be okay. Okay. All right.
Anything else? All right.
Motion.
Seeker?
Yeah.
So we're going to do seeker first.
Make a motion for a neg deck on the seeker.
Anybody have a second on that? Michelle? Any discussion on the seeker? No. All in favor of the seeker, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Okay. All right. On the item before us, 26-008, Castle Rock Plaza, LLC. Jason Wong, owner of 402-406 South J Street, seeking to expand the existing two-story office building into a three-story multifamily apartment building. The owner owns adjacent a parcel that will utilize the off-street parking requirements for 40 units. He is requesting Castle Rock is requesting a use variance because it's in an industrial zone. Room zoning code section 80-12.2, the use matrix, table 80-12.1, says under use, dwelling of multiple units is listed as a prohibited use. On 26-008, I'm going to start with Mr. Magellino again. John.
All right. Yeah, this is a very unique property, and I don't think it was self-created. I think you've tried to make a reasonable return on the allowable uses. I think offering more apartments in this area is very much needed with the growth in business. So I'm in favor.
Thank you. Mr. DeCastro.
Yeah, this property is an albatross. From the neighbors too, we got to look at, we look at a lot of things here. We listen to everybody. You're approximately 55 tenants between the studios and what he's going to put in there and the three bedrooms. It comes, and that's if every two bedroom gets two people. Our one bedroom gets you two people. You're about 55 tenants into this massive building of 40 some odd units. He does have a right to put a sports bar and to put other stuff in there. That would be more of a detriment to the neighborhood than what he's proposing. He's done some homework. The property is a very well-built building with an elevator. What he intends to do to put the third story in, I give him credit. So is it going to be a detriment to the neighborhood? No. I think if he did something else, I think the neighbors, you would be a little bit disgruntled. Anything else going to go there? It's been there 5 years. We asked why he took his time. Well, you maybe had other plans. He said they didn't foresee, but to jump into this, if he's willing to do this, to put this type of money into this building, to get rid of that eyesore, to keep the vagrants away and the vandalism, which has gone on over there for many times. And if he puts the seating in for the recreation and lights it and has an ongoing management system like he's saying he's going to do, I think it's a no-brainer for your neighborhood to add on to keep in a nice neighborhood, because like I said, you're only talking 55 people. The parking's in the back. He's not going to take up any road parking where you're going to have to go around and snow plows and everything else. He'll have his own parking lot out back. He'll take care of that. So I'm in favor of this project. And
thanks, Mr. Castro. Ms. Reed.
I believe you have exhausted all options for a reasonable return, and I know for a fact that it's very hard to get or use office space or lease out office space because no one is using brick and mortar anymore. We do have a severe lack of housing in our area, the fact that you're going to have professionals there, you're going to have people there all the time, and you're putting a lot of money into this. And I know you don't want it to fail. So I'm trusting that I think you would do a good job with this. So I'm in favor.
Thanks, Ms. Reed. Okay, so this is why this is so different, right? A couple blocks away, we've got one project and then another, couple blocks. And that's why zoning is such a fickle and absolute thing, right? He's allowed to put a factory there, you know, because it's an industrial use. You're not putting a factory there. So you are proposing a less intense use for that structure. So there's a little bit of a difference there, right? So instead of proposing something that's very intense, you know, that's more intense, you're proposing something less intense that's the allowed use of the property. So that leads to that one standard. Will it affect the or alter the essential character of the neighborhood? As Jim was kind of saying that, you know, there's, I don't know, 40 new units. I don't know how many units in that neighborhood were lost to the tornadoes, but similar amount, maybe not as many, but maybe about the same, right? So in the long run, are we adding more? So I don't think it's going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. You know, I think, can you realize a reasonable return? I think you explored all your options. I think, you know, you appeared to have explored your options. It is definitely a unique property, and purchase the property during a different time. COVID was just hitting, tornado came a couple years later. So I can't say that the hardship was self-created either. So, based on you hitting four of those standards in my mind, I'm going to vote yes on this as well. So, good luck.
Thanks.
Do a good job.
Yeah.
Be a good neighbor.
Sure.
Because we've got some passionate people that came out and spoke tonight.
Yeah.
And they're probably not happy with our decision.
Yeah.
But prove us right, hopefully. You know, not for me or whatever, but you know, like yeah. Just, you know, do a good job.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion or approved. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks. That's why.